Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Striking the Balance Between Quietism and Pietism. In the whole of life, there is this tension between God's sovereign working and human responsibility. And the same is true when it comes to practical sanctification. There are two schools of thought here. The one is called Quietism, and the other is called Pietism. Quietism says that the Christian is to be passive, quiet, in the process of spiritual growth and sanctification. God does it all. Therefore, there is to be no personal effort involved at all in pursuing a righteous life. Those in this camp live by the phrase, let go and let God. Pietism, on the other hand, says the opposite, saying that believers must work hard and exert rigid self-discipline in Christian duty to live a life of personal holiness. Most in both camps would agree that salvation is by grace through faith, but the debate centers around Christian living, otherwise known as practical sanctification. The appropriate stand is one in which a proper balance is maintained, as Paul brings out in Philippians 2, 12, and 13. We read there, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. In verse 12, he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This emphasizes personal responsibility. Work it out. However, in the very next verse, he says, it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. This emphasizes the sovereign work of God. It is God who works. Taken together, this presents a biblical balance. Even in salvation, we see a similar tension. God sovereignly elects, and yet people are responsible for choosing to believe. These things present a great mystery that we cannot fully comprehend, and so we must maintain a proper balance in accordance with the emphasis of Scripture. Holy living, then, demands our all, and yet all that is accomplished within us is the work of God. Both are true. The Bible holds them in tension, and by faith, so must we. This is the position of the biblicist. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.